Teachings of Lord Chaitanya, Chapter 19, Further Talks with Prakashananda, Part 1, The Perfection of Chanting. The transcendental ecstatic attachment for Krishna, which results from perfectly understanding that Krishna's person and name are identical, is called bhava. One who has attained this bhava is certainly not contaminated by material nature, for he or she actually enjoys transcendental pleasure from bhava, and when bhava is intensified, it is called love of Godhead. Lord Chaitanya told Prakashananda Sarasvati that the holy name of Krishna, called the Mahamantra or Great Chanting, enables anyone who chants it to attain the stage of love of Godhead or intensified bhava. And such love of Godhead is the ultimate human necessity, for when one compares it with other necessities, namely religion, economic development, sense gratification, and liberation, these other so-called necessities seem most insignificant. When one is absorbed in temporary designated existence, he or she hankers after sense gratification and liberation. However, love of Godhead is the eternal nature of the soul. It is unchangeable, beginningless, and endless. Therefore, temporary sense gratification or the desire for liberation cannot compare with the transcendental nature of love of Godhead. For love of God is the fifth dimension in the human endeavor. And compared with the ocean of love of transcendental pleasure, the conception of impersonal Brahman is no more significant than a drop of water. Lord Chaitanya next explained that his spiritual master had confirmed the validity of Lord Chaitanya's ecstasy, which resulted from Lord Chaitanya's chanting the holy name of God, and Lord Chaitanya's spiritual master also confirmed that the essence of all Vedic literature is the attainment of love of Godhead. Lord Chaitanya's spiritual master had said that Lord Chaitanya was fortunate enough to have attained love of Godhead. By attaining such transcendental love, one's heart becomes very anxious to attain direct contact with Lord Krishna. Feeling such transcendental sentiment, one sometimes laughs, sometimes cries, sings, and dances like a madman, and sometimes one traverses hither and thither. In this way, there are various ecstatic symptoms evinced, such as crying, changing bodily color, madness, bereavement, silence, pride, ecstasy, and gentleness. Frequently, the person in love with God dances, and such dances places one in the ocean of the nectar of love of Krishna. Lord Chaitanya said that his spiritual master told him, "Oh, my dear child, it is very good that you have attained such a perfectional stage of love of Godhead. Because of your attainment, I myself am very much obliged to you." Just as the father becomes more enlivened when he sees his own son advance beyond himself, so similarly, the spiritual master takes more pleasure in seeing the disciple advance than the spiritual master sees his own self advancing. Thus, Lord Chaitanya's spiritual master blessed him, telling Lord Chaitanya, "Yes, you should continue to dance, sing, and propagate this Sankirtan movement, for by instructing people about Krishna, try to deliver them from nescience." Lord Chaitanya's spiritual master also taught Lord Chaitanya the following verse from the 11th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. Evang vrtatsva priya nama kirtya jatanurago druta chitta uchchai hasati ato roditi rauti gayati unmadava nrityati loka bhaya. That person who is constantly engaged in devotional service to Krishna and who chants Krishna's holy name becomes so transcendentally attached to that chanting that one's heart becomes softened without extraneous endeavor. And when this happens, one exhibits transcendental ecstasies by sometimes laughing, crying, singing, and dancing. Not exactly in an artistic way, but just like a madman. Lord Chaitanya further informed Prakashananda Saraswati, "So because I have full faith in my spiritual master's words, I am always engaged in chanting, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Therefore, I do not exactly know how I have become just like a madman, but I believe that this name of Krishna has induced me. I realize that the transcendental pleasure derived from chanting Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, is just like an ocean. In comparison, all other pleasures, including the pleasure of impersonal realization, are like shallow water in channels." And so it appears from the talks of Lord Chaitanya that a person who cannot keep faith in the words of the spiritual master and who acts independently cannot attain the desired success in chanting Hare Krishna. Yasya deve para bhaktir yatha deve tatha gurau tasyaite katheta hi artha prakashante mahatmana. It is said in the Vedic literature that the import of all transcendental scriptures is revealed to one who has unflinching faith in both the Supreme Lord and one's spiritual master. Lord Chaitanya firmly believed in the statements of his spiritual master, and Lord Chaitanya never neglected the instructions of his spiritual master by stopping his Sankirtana movement. Thus, the transcendental potency of the holy name of God encouraged Lord Chaitanya more and more in chanting Hare Krishna, the Maha Mantra. Lord Chaitanya immediately informed Prakashananda that in this modern age, people in general are more or less bereft of all spiritual intellect. And when such people come under the influence of Shankara Acharya's Mayavadi impersonalist philosophy, before beginning the most confidential Vedanta sutras, their natural tendency toward obedience to the Supreme is thus checked. The Supreme Source of everything is naturally respected by everyone, but this natural tendency is hampered when one takes to the impersonalist conceptions of Shankara Acharya. Thus, the spiritual master of Lord Chaitanya suggested that it is better that one not study the Sharirika Bhashya of Shankara Acharya, for it is very harmful to the people in general. Indeed, the common man does not even have the intelligence to penetrate into the jugglery of words found therein. Therefore, one is better advised to chant the Maha Mantra, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. In this quarrelsome age of Kali, there is no alternative for self-realization. Thus ends Teachings of Lord Chaitanya, Chapter 19, Further Talks with Prakashananda, Part 1, The Perfection of Chanting, recorded August 21, 2021, by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the author, the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat. Shiva Jaya, Jaya Gora Chande, Aratika Shobha, Janavi Tatavane, Jagamana Lobha, Gorange, Arati Shobha, Jagajana Manaloba, Gorange Arati Shobha, Jagajana Manaloba, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda, Sri Advaita Gadadhar Srivas, Adi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda, Jaya Jaya Gaura Chande, Arati Ko Shobha, Janavi Tatavane, Jagamana Lobha, Jagajana Manaloba, Gorange Arati Shobha, Jagajana Manaloba, Jagajana Manaloba, Jagajana Manaloba, Jagajana Manaloba.